Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today's show is recorded live at IFE 2022 in New York City, part of our Catching Up series. And today we're catching up with my old friend Johnny Franchise, John Francis, and his daughter, third-generation entrepreneur, Anna Francis. Today's show is brought to you by Thrive, Consumer Fusion, and True Presence. True Presence has an integrated digital marketing platform for franchises and multi-location businesses with a marketing tech stack that powers your website, email marketing, e-commerce, social media, and directories management. True Presence has developed a new technology that can better track franchise websites, including franchise microsites. They track and report on 75 SEO attributes that indicate health. They compare franchise locations to each other and to local competitors and report back to you what needs improvement in order to perform better. Learn more at truepresence.com. And we are back at the International Franchise Expo 2022 at the Javits Center in New York City. Finishing up our month of catching up with some of our old friends in franchising and members of our franchise family. And joining me now are a couple of people truly from a franchise family. I think we're on generation three now with the Francis family. It's John Francis, a.k.a. Johnny Franchise, and his daughter Anna Francis. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi there, Jack. Good to be with you.
Hi.
So great to have you here at the IFE. John, let's start with the most important thing. You've got a big event coming up, or I should say we all have a big event coming up, the night before Father's Day coming up in just a week.
Thank you. Or so. That's right. You know, I invented a holiday by accident. It's called Father's Eve. Father's Eve is the night before Father's Day, and it's something we've been kind of playing with over the years. It started as an accident in my garage in Minnesota, and we turned it into a charity fundraising event, and we licensed the trademark for free. This year in 2022, I think we'll be in about 25 cities, and we'll also be online, streaming on Facebook and using the Zoom connection. So for all the dads to come together and celebrate fatherhood. Father's Eve is always the day and the night before Father's Day.
And then at some point in the evening, we all do a big toast together at the same time, no matter where we're at.
Right? That's right. That's right. Thanks for reminding me. So New Year's Eve, everybody knows you got to wait till midnight. Well, I can't stay up that late on Father's Eve because I got to get up the next day for my wife and kids. So Father's Eve, we backed up the countdown toast to 8 o'clock local time. Wherever you happen to be at 8 o'clock, stop what you're doing, grab a fresh beverage, raise a glass, count it down, 10, 9, 8, 7. Just like you do on New Year's Eve, it's Happy Father's Eve. Celebrate the fathers in the world and in your life and in your community. We make it fun. It's all about having a good time and sharing that brotherhood of fatherhood, we call it.
I love that idea, and I will be joining you from somewhere on Father's Day Eve coming up just a week or so from Saturday. A couple of other things I wanted to ask you about that have popped up since the last time you and I got together. Tell me about this amazing book called An American Entrepreneur, all about your father.
Yes, thank you. Well, my dad was Joe Francis, and he really was a fantastic entrepreneur. Barber and franchisor of barbershops, early pioneer in franchising. And this book has actually been around for a little while. My mother, Flo Francis, who was also, I would say, co-founder and right beside my dad, kind of through the whole enterprise, she wrote this book as a way to memorialize the story of their love story together and the family and the family business and all the ups and downs of what we went through franchising hair salons over 37 years. We sold that business back in 1999, And it was a few years later, my mother said, you know, we need to be able to tell the story, because people won't remember, you know, what it took and what the sacrifices and the people involved and the lessons learned and the hard work from so many people. So this book came out in, I think, 2008. It's been a little while. And my mother passed recently, and she was a fabulous woman in her own right. You know, after my dad passed, Mom took over as chairman and doubled the size of the company.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic outcome. And anyway, we were going through Mom's stuff and moving furniture and moving all her stuff. We found these books, a lot of these books. And I said, you know, I'm going to make sure some of my friends out there have this book. So I brought a few with me here to the expo, and I was happy to share one with you, Jack.
Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to read this. It looks like a fascinating story. It's also a reminder, I think, with Father's Day coming up, this is a good time to think about this. Start getting those stories from your dad, from your grandfather, from other family members, because there will be a day where if it isn't documented somehow, written down, maybe we're going to put it on a blog. Anna, that could be something you need to talk about. But, you know, put it on a blog, put it on a podcast, make a recording of it, because there will be a day where the folks who know the story are no longer with us, and we need to keep track of that. So moving over to Anna, let's talk a little bit about being a third-generation entrepreneur. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So tell me what you're doing, and let's start with this blog. This sounds amazing.
Yes, so I started my own blog. I have a website, annafrancis.net. It really came from my love of writing and sharing advice with others and helping my friends and family through their hardships, or even just sharing my passions with other people. So my blog goes anywhere from fashion advice to mental health advice to just talk about events in the world. And it's really fun just to get online and write about the things that I love.
And I think that passion in writing about the things you love is the critical part of all of this. I see a lot of people starting a blog or a podcast or an article or something like that, and they think they have to talk about certain trendy, cool things. But you're not going to succeed unless you're working with material that you truly are passionate about. So I love that idea.
Thank you.
So you're the third generation of entrepreneur in this family. What's that like growing up in a family of entrepreneurs? Because so many people get into this type of lifestyle because they kind of grew up in a family that was doing other things. But were you always an entrepreneur? Did you want to do this from you know, very early in life?
Right. Well, I think so, because I've always been surrounded by my dad and my grandma and my grandpa, and even my sister too. I think we've both become our own entrepreneurs. I remember when I was younger, I started, like, I think it was it Anna's Fun Night, where I'd sell.
She'd make tickets.
I'd make my own tickets.
For the family, you know, the neighbors.
My sister and I, we'd do it in the hallway at our house, and I'd sell homemade fans and cards and toys.
There were games and contests, and if you won, there were prizes. I mean, it was like a carnival in the house.
That's great. And John, you didn't franchise this idea.
Well, not yet. We were still refining the model, of course. She did it more than once.
Great, though. Yeah.
She did it more than once.
Right.
You know, it got better.
I love that idea.
Back in a moment after this word from Consumer Fusion. Consumer Fusion helps franchises attract customers online with their AI-powered reputation platform. With more than 70,000 illegitimate negative reviews removed, Consumer Fusion allows franchise brands to maximize their digital footprint with reputation management, local SEO, and social media, including automated owners' responses and integrated review generation tools. Get started with a one-month free pilot and learn why brands trust Consumer Fusion with their online reputation. Visit consumerfusion.com/pilot. Consumer Fusion, keeping reviews honest.
So what's next for you? Are you looking at doing things on other platforms or videos or, you know, anything else that you're thinking about doing in the future?
Right. Well, aside from my website, I've been kind of exploring the podcast realm, and I've done a few of those, but I'm looking forward to expanding that and diving further into podcasts and maybe even some YouTube videos or something like that sort. So, yeah.
Excellent. Can't wait to see it. Let us know when you're up and running with those, and we will share those here as well. John, I wanted to get back to you on catching up on something else that is new since the last time you and I broke bread. Tell me about this work you're doing now with Zor Forum.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Zor Forum is a new opportunity. I've been working with them about 6 months ago. We started groups. It's a mastermind group for franchisor executives. So it's similar to, there are other formats, I guess, of peer groups for owners, business owners like Vistage and TAB, YPO and EO, and other groups that do roundtable and groups for business owners. This one is exclusively for franchisors. And the Zor Forum format goes a lot deeper than just roundtables or other similar functions. You know, we really try to solve problems for the members in our groups. It's exclusive. It's committed. It's a longer term, 3-hour meeting that we go through, and it's facilitated. I'm one of the moderators, facilitator. I have two groups with a variety of people in my groups, and it's work that I've done before. I used to be involved in a peer group program. We actually franchised and sold that concept back in the 90s. And so this has been a long time coming. I guess it's an organization that was started by three other guys. Stan Friedman, one of my favorites in Atlanta. We all love Stan. Graham Chapman, who's a nice guy, young guy, North Carolina. And then Dave Pazgan, who's a relatively new friend of mine. He had a brand called 101 Mobility and did a great job as a franchisor. And this really started it from his startup. They organized an informal peer group with some of his friends, other guys you would know, like Frank Milner and Omar Solomon. And some of those guys, when they were up and coming together with Dave, they used a format like this, and they said this really worked. It helped everybody, and they got a lot of value. So Dave sold his business and then decided he wanted to format this structure in a way to help other franchisors. So I got wind of it and said, well, I'd like to be part of that. I don't really want to be the franchisor, but I'd love to do the work.
Yeah.
So I'm their first franchisee.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, great. I'm a franchisee again, and it feels good, right?
You just can't get away from it.
I can't help it. I love it. So the opportunity for me is to work with the members in my groups to really help them learn what's missing or what's coming or maybe what they don't see, but also connect them to each other because they can learn more from each other. It's not all about me. I'll give what I can. I'm not a know-it-all. I'm a share-it-all, right? And it's fun for me to ask questions and give ideas and perspective, but then we moderate those meetings so that everybody gets to participate, and we really try to solve their problems.
You know what I love about that? And you mentioned roundtables and things, which are terrific.
Yeah.
And, I've been a big fan of, especially during COVID, doing some virtual meetings and happy hours and things like that, just to keep the relationships going. But I think what has been missing from a lot of formal programs is that true problem solving, right?
Right.
It's great to engage with each other and catch up with people and sort of see their face from time to time. But the idea of really digging into an issue that someone's struggling with.
That's right.
And I think there are so many people, we think about the corporate refugees who become franchisees. There's a lot of corporate refugees who become franchisors.
You're right.
Who get into franchising, whether with an emerging brand or maybe, becoming an executive at a larger brand. And let's face it, most franchise brands are not real, you don't have a real deep bench at the corporate level.
Right. It's a challenge. It's a delicate
balance.
And there's a lot of the founders, they start from a great business and they turn it into a franchise, which really is another business.
Right.
And a lot of times they don't maybe have the right expectations of just how challenging that could be. So I like to show up as a resource to help those folks. I don't want to work there. I don't want to buy their company. I want to help them do their job. Yeah. That's what my mission is, to help other people get it right. Everybody wins.
Yeah, and I love that idea of doing this with people who, frankly, don't have a lot of skin in the game. They're not there to make an acquisition or to sell something to someone.
Right.
They're really there to trade problems and trade solutions.
We've got an environment of confidentiality and privacy. Everything's strictly confidential. And like I say, very carefully, we unpack some of these issues and look for solutions that really work.
Perfect. John, if anybody wants to learn more about Zor Forum and connect with you directly, where can we send them?
Well, you can go to zorforum.com, zorforum.com/Johnny Franchise. And I'm not hard to find. If you put Johnny Franchise, actually someone told me if you put Franchise Expert into Google, I'm the first unaided... result? Yeah, first organic. So I'm feeling lucky right now.
Excellent. So. Well, I don't think it's luck. I think it's a few years of some pretty hard work of building up your reputation in the industry. And Anna, let's remind everybody where your blog is again. Where can they reach you?
Right. So you can find Life Through Anna's Eyes on annafrancis.net.
Excellent. We will have links to all of those places in today's show notes. John, Anna, thanks so much for joining me here today, and enjoy New York City.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it.
Before we go, a quick word from Thrive. Thrive is an end-to-end client experience software for growing franchise brands. With their turnkey solution, franchisors can be confident every location is running and growing on the same franchise marketing software. Easily view your best and worst performing locations, filtered by metrics such as geography, average order value, number of appointments, and more. Keep tabs on your entire business and individual locations all from one place. Check it out today at thrive.com/features/franchises. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.